Good morning, everyone. It's been a while since I've seen you, a few weeks. We're glad to be back doing our live devotional this morning and concluding chapter 3 of Colossians and then moving into chapter 4. We have a men's breakfast this Saturday at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, we're having or holding a membership class in the vestry. So, I know some of you who watch this and attend regularly are interested in membership, so we would invite you to come to the class Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Of course, Sunday the 5th, the first Sunday of February, we have our 9:30 traditional and contemporary service at 11 o'clock, which includes, of course, Children's Chapel. We had our annual meeting this past Sunday, and are thankful that you know, the budget passed and the officers that were nominated were all elected. And so grateful for those of you who participated, and we look to moving forward in a new year, and very excited about all those things. We're going to talk about rules for Christian households, as talked about by Paul in Colossians chapter 3 into 4, beginning with verse 18. Wives, submit to husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything, those who are earthly masters, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. And whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. So that's the word of the Lord. So this is rules for Christian households. It's what are our responsibilities in a family? What are our responsibilities as a husband, as a wife, as a child, as a moms and dads, and or as a servant? Again, in the context, you know, of Paul's day. I know I watched Downton Abbey for many years, and different kind of paid servants that they had there. But I guess some of this would be applicable if you were the lord of the manor and you had servants, you would treat them right. But it's about relationships. It's about responsibilities. What are our responsibilities, and what is our motivation as we interact in our familial settings, our family settings, and in other relationships? What is our motivation? What are our responsibilities? And of course, he tells us our responsibilities as, you know, in the marriage, the husband has been given headship of the home. But Ephesians 5, 21 and following also reiterates that that should not be abused. In fact, Ephesians 5, 21 reminds husband and wife that there is mutual submission in many areas of marriage, but the husband is held accountable by the Lord as the head of the home. And husbands here are told they should never be harsh with their wives. They should love them. Again, Ephesians says not only should a husband love his wife, but he should be loving their wives as Christ loved the church. And of course, Jesus laid down his life for the church, and a husband may be called upon to do that for his wife. So that's a strong love that's being talked about there. And children are to obey their parents because it pleases the Lord. Fathers are not to exasperate, I think in the King James, their children, should not discourage them. And so, you know, how moms and dads treat their children is somewhat addressed here. And again, in Ephesians 5, and then he gets into servants and their relationships. And of course, we usually in modern times would use employee-employer relationship. You know, that we, if we're the employee, that we give a fair day's work for our wages, but the employer should not abuse their workers. So, and there's one other thought as to, you know, our motivation, and that, of course, is that we are serving the Lord primarily. And so we do this as unto the Lord. Verse 23, whatever you do as a husband, wife, child, father, servant, do it heartily as unto the Lord. And then again, in verse 24, you are serving Christ. That is your motivation because you serve Jesus. And so we could spend more time on this, but you may wish to delve deeper into this passage. Thanks for being with me today, and look forward to seeing you this weekend. We've had great weather. It's supposed to be, I guess, in the 40s Sunday. Miss seeing some of you. I hope that you'll become, again, more active in your worship with us as we worship the Lord together. God bless you all, and have a great day. Bye now.